to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm so glad you're back, and I just wanted to talk again about learning how to connect to this energy within that brings us such peace and happiness, and is well worth our efforts. So today I wrote a post about moving away from our ego and toward the soul. And really the only way we're going to be able to really move away from the ego voice, you know, the conversations that we have within the inner critic that talks to us constantly, the only way we move away from that voice is to move towards something better. You know, when we know there's something better, it does give us that motivation to go to it. You know, if we didn't think that there was something better, it would be hard to leave something that's comfortable and something that you know, it's just been with us our whole lives. I mean, I think of my ego as sort of like me, and you know, the part of me that's kept me company. You know, I'm always talking to myself and inside and having conversations, and we all do that. And if all these conversations were loving and kind, that would be great. I would not even be doing this video. Unfortunately, the ego has adopted some really, really harsh ways, abusive ways, and, you know, just not fair to people. And how that has happened, you know, we could talk about, but does it really matter? You know, most of the clients that I see have a very brutal ego, and they have a very brutal person within them that's talking to them all the time. And it's just really just creates such angst and anxiety within us, and depression, and feelings of worthlessness, and never feeling good enough, and feeling like you're always failing in life, and somehow life keeps, you know, throws these challenges at you that you can't overcome, and it's just not really good. So moving out of the ego is definitely something that is well worth us all to do. So when you feel that soul presence within you, when you feel that vibration, you know that there's another way to be. And this vibration of love will come in and soften the ego and will help you to challenge the ego. So you're not doing it alone. You're not trying to convince yourself that you're okay by yourself. You know, when you're in the company of love and you're in the company of unconditional love, it's very easy then to look at the ego. You know, it would almost be like if you're talking with a group of people that love you dearly and you're telling them your problems and they give you all kinds of love and support. Or if you're with a group of people that are very harsh and very critical and you tell them your problems and they just add to that criticism and just tell you how you're doing everything wrong and it should be done this way. And so what group would you rather hang out with? What group of friends would you rather be with? You know, hopefully we would move towards the more loving and kind group of friends. And when we do that, that really supports more of our soul self than it does our ego self. You know, when we have people in our lives that are very, very hard on us, it's just their egos being hard on us. It's not them, it's their egos. And most of us are really caught in this ego state and find it really difficult to get out of. So when you ask and you know, okay, there is something else within us, then that helps us to move towards that. And when you start to experience it, even if you experience it for like 1 minute, you know that there's a difference. You know there's a different way to be. And a lot of people are having their awakenings and a lot of people are experiencing different things within, I think, because right now within us and these ego states are so painful that, you know, it's just causing too much disturbance within us and all around us. So it's really, really great that people are awakening. So if you haven't awakened yet and you need help with this, I would recommend a few things. There are definitely a lot of ways that you can connect to your soul. You know, every time you have a bad thought about yourself or you feel like you're upset or you're depressed or you're anxious, that you question it, that you question those thoughts and you say, okay, I know I always think this about myself. You know, I always think these bad things about myself. Are these things really, really true? And if you get a yes, they're true, then you have to say, okay, even if I totally believe that what I think about myself is true, there is a source within me that does not. And that is the source that I want to reach for and ask for help right now. So as that thought comes in and you're upset, you go within and you ask for help. You say, can you please help me with these thoughts? Because I really believe this about myself. Can you please show me that this is not true? And see what happens. Give it some room. Give your soul a chance to speak to you. You won't be let down. It definitely is something that we have to do daily. And every time thoughts come in to my mind that are not nice or mean or unfair to me, I will take that as my signal to go back into my soul energy. And, you know, I have to remind myself quite a few times, especially when I wake up in the morning, for whatever reason, as soon as I wake up in the morning, my ego is talking the loudest. And that's why I do the morning posts, because it just settles my ego down. The minute I go into that soul energy, it just settles all those things that the ego wants to tell me about and wants to, you know, kind of, you know, instruct me to do for the day, and tries to take my peace away. So it's really, really helpful for me when I write those posts, because I go right into that soul energy. And then the minute I go into that soul energy and I write a post, by the time the post is over, I'm completely fine. I'm not thinking, I'm not, you know, beating myself up. I'm not thinking or worrying about the future. I'm just in the moment again. And I'm in the presence of my soul, and it feels so peaceful and so loving. And I take that with me for most of the day. And when thoughts come up again, as they will, you know, throughout the day, working with clients, you know, I might get caught up in their egos, and then my ego starts going. Then again, I know that's my signal to go right back into that soul energy again. And I can feel that soul. I can feel the soul energy. And actually, my soul energy, for whatever reason, blocks me from thinking. It's almost like I can't think when I'm in that energy, which is really helpful, you know. So when you connect to your soul energy, I hope you have that same experience, that it's such a loving, beautiful energy that it almost blocks the ego's thinking. And that's really, really helpful, because you don't feel all those things. The other thing that is really, really helpful is that you can listen to Eckhart Tolle. He's really great with learning how to stay in the present, and our soul energy is in the present. So, you know, reading some of his books and listening to some of his YouTube videos really helped me a lot to stay in my soul energy, not to keep going back and forth, but to really live in it. And once I started doing that, that's when things really, really shifted for me. It was like I had access to this beautiful, loving energy. And the only time I was in it was, you know, when I was teaching or when I was writing a post. I really wasn't spending enough time in it. And now I really try to, for most of the time, go into that energy so that it can help me throughout the day and can guide me, so that I'm living in a more intuitive way and I'm not living through my ego. I'm living through my soul. And my soul, you know, is just very flowing and will remind me of the things that I love to do and give me ideas about how to do things much, much easier. You know, I tend to always do things the hard way for whatever reason. And my soul gives me shortcuts. You know, it's like, oh, try this, try that. And it's like, wow, I would not have thought of that. I wouldn't have thought of this. So the benefit of staying present in this energy is incredible. It really is incredible. But staying present means you have to really not be thinking, and you can't be thinking about the past or the future. So that's the tricky part. So I found Eckhart Tolle really helpful in learning how to stay very, very present. So I would, if I was going to tell anybody, you know, what they should do, I would listen to him every single day. And I say to my clients all the time, you know, you can continue to listen to your thoughts, which are not usually very nice, or you can borrow other people's thoughts, you know, that, you know, have kind of worked through a lot of these issues. And I'd much rather listen to Eckhart Tolle or Abraham Hicks. I'd much rather listen to somebody else than my ego thoughts. So that is really a trick to getting out of ego thoughts too, is to listen to other people's thoughts that are good, not other people's thoughts that are cruel or demanding or too rigid. That's not going to help you, because that's just more ego. I think when it comes to teachers, you can feel who's teaching through the ego and who's teaching through their soul or God or love or spirit. There's a big difference in teachers, depending on who they're tapping into. And you will sense and feel that for yourself. You just know. I mean, I can just listen to somebody on YouTube and immediately resonate or not. And that's okay, you know. So I would definitely suggest that you listen to him instead of listening to your own thoughts. And also, A Course in Miracles is a wonderful guide. It actually has a workbook attached to it that has lessons for every day. And I've done the Course in Miracles workbook twice. And I started it when I was really young, in my 20s. I can't believe I was doing such a book in my 20s. And the insights in A Course in Miracles is amazing. It was written by a therapist, and I can see why Spirit used a therapist, because, you know, it's just an amazing, amazing book with amazing insights. It is not the easiest book to read, but you can do it. And there are a lot of people out there that will interpret it for you. So if reading it directly is too difficult, then you could read stuff by Marianne Williamson. She interprets A Course in Miracles. Kenneth Wapnick, he interprets A Course in Miracles. So those people will help you with that. But you definitely can do the workbook. The workbook is not that difficult. And what the workbook really is about is getting you out of the ego. It's totally all about that. And when I was doing it, that's really where I learned how to meditate. It was through A Course in Miracles, because it would have you meditate for like a minute, maybe a minute or two. So it was like a really, really good start. So, you know, looking back at some of the spiritual teachings that I have used and have gotten me to this place of really living more in my soul than my ego and feeling the soul energy so deeply, I think all of those teachings helped me get to where I am. And has benefited my life so much right now. So I would really suggest, you know, you trying any of those books or anything else that resonates with you. And like I said, it could be anything, and it doesn't have to be spiritual stuff. It could also just be very positive, uplifting speakers. It could be music. It could be poems. It could be anything that you're drawn to that you love. So if the soul is made up of love, and that's our essence. Our soul is nothing but love. And so we are the essence of love. So when you do things that you love, you're in essence going into your soul. So that's why when we do the things that we love to do, no matter how small they are, it could be reading a book, it could be listening to Eckhart Tolle, it could be sitting with your pets, no matter what you're doing that you love to do, that you're in your soul essence. So pay attention. Pay attention to yourself when you're doing the things that you love, when you're not thinking, and you're not thinking about your body, and you're not thinking about, you know, what you ate or didn't eat, or how much money is in your bank account, or who's doing what, and how people are doing better than you or worse than you. Or when you're not thinking and you're just in doing something that you truly love to do, you are in the essence of your soul. And what does that feel like to you? You know, what does the essence of your soul feel like? And stay in that and pay attention to it, so that when you're just in life, you can just go into that essence. You know, it doesn't have to warrant us doing something we love to feel that energy. Although it is a helpful way for us to reach into that energy if you haven't yet. So if you don't really know what the soul energy is, if you can't feel it within yourself, keep doing things that you love to do, and you will feel the essence of that energy in there. And you also will feel it in the present moment. You know, the soul is not in our thoughts, it's not in our mind, and it's certainly not in the ego. So you have to be really, really present. You know, you have to be in this moment right now, not 10 steps ahead, not, you know, what am I having for dinner? You know, you have to be right here, right now. So I hope this helps. Leave any comments or questions for me. I would love to help you to connect to the soul more so that you can buffer your life with the love that is truly who you are. And when you allow that love to come through your body, it just changes your life moment to moment in miraculous ways. Maybe ways that the world wouldn't deem miraculous, but miraculous to us because we live in a free mind, an unburdened mind, and a mind that is not being robbed by worry and anxiety. You know, when you have nothing to worry about anymore, what is it that you would do? You know, that's a good question for yourself. If I had absolutely nothing to worry about in this moment, you know, how could I be feeling right now? And what would I be doing if I had absolutely nothing to worry about? And the soul brings you to that place. The soul helps you to see you have absolutely nothing to worry about and that you're always taken care of and you're always loved. And if you stay in this intuitive energy, it will guide and direct you and keep you safe and keep you on the path that you truly want to be on. So, you know, just give that a shot and leave me any messages that you would like. Have a great day and we'll talk soon.